Hey everyone, here's a preview of our all-new Patreon exclusive minicast. How do you hear over 100 minicasts, actually 150 minicasts spanning 5 years? Become a member of our Patreon crew? Go to patreon.com/terrortalk. Hope to see you all there for all the madness. This is just a clip, so be sure to join for more.
Whoop.
It was like, yeah. So ready to like...
Not that one. Nope, not that one. This one. Hi everyone, this is Terror Talk with Shannon and Kathy.
Giallo, giallo, gialli!
Are you suggesting that I need an exorcism?
Aliens and exorcists.
We have such sights to show you.
Oh, there she goes.
The suffering. The sweet, sweet suffering.
It's not a good possession movie unless you have a wooden Christ bleeding from the eyes.
That's right.
The witch's tit will be chopped.
No, I'm not okay. I don't have a fucking arm.
Yeah.
I just went trick-or-treating in your kitchen.
Don't want to eat people.
My name is Shannon.
And I'm Corn.
Corn. That's us listening to that new opening to the minicast for the first time.
That's awesome.
Did you enjoy that?
You want to hear another opening?
Yeah. Oh.
That's
and the beer and the beers are cracked.
This is Nixie Black Cherry Lime. It's
that
very
good. Delightful.
It's,
where'd you get it?
Nixie, some Ralph's/Kroger's will have them. Whole Foods usually has them.
Gotcha.
They have a ginger that's really good, and then they have a strawberry hibiscus, which is really good.
I had the grapefruit polar.
Oh,
sparkling
is it good?
Water the other day, and it was really good. I'm obsessed.
Polar does good stuff.
I'm obsessed. I'm usually a lime girly with polar, but you know, they were out of lime, so I had to try some other ones, and grapefruit was the clear winner.
All right. I'll try. I like polar.
Me too. Today on the minicast, we are in part two of the talking about the Wests. We talked about Fred the last time, and now we're on to sweet, sweet Rosemary.
Oh, Rosie. She's a silly gal.
She's a awfulness. Rosemary married Fred in 1972, and they lived in Gloucester. The couple became two of the most horrific serial killers known in the United Kingdom ever, responsible for the dismemberment and murder of women and young girls, including two members of their own family. With Fred committing suicide in 1995, Rose was eventually found guilty of 10 separate counts of murder and sentenced to life imprisonment. And just last year, there was additional charges tacked on, so she's been in the news quite a bit. Born Rosemary Letts in 1953, she was the result of a difficult pregnancy, both her parents suffering from mental illness, as you might imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Electroconvulsive therapy.
For mom.
Was administered to her pregnant mother for deep depression.
Oh, good God. While she was carrying?
Yeah. May have caused prenatal... You think? May have caused prenatal injury that contributed to Rose's poor school performance, bouts of aggression growing up. She also had a weight problem in adolescence and developed an interest in older men at that point.
Well, maybe because her daddy was making her have the sex.
Yeah, it was not a good scene. The marriage of Rose's parents was a turbulent one. Her father was a paranoid schizophrenic, prone to violent behavior, serving as a terrifying presence. Her mother, Daisy, eventually moved out of the family home, took Rose with her. But then Rose decided to move back in with her father again. Around the same time that she became intimate with Fred West during her teens, actually. That must have been interesting.
Yeah, this whole war between Fred and Dad over the sexual rights of Rose was something else. Because that, I mean, imagine it was like she was an object.
Absolutely.
And they were fighting over...
Control
and who had sexual real estate.
Oh, gross.
Jurisdiction.
So gross. How does someone subjected to everything like that in their youth not become this horrible nightmare of a person? Well, guess what? There's a lot of people that are subjected to a lot of this horribleness when they are young. And yes, they might end up with mental health issues, but they don't end up being a psychopathic sociopath who murders young women with their husband.
Including their own child or children.
Like two of them, yeah. For fuck's sake. Like, what?
It's interesting because, you know, we know that there have been many victims of profound childhood sexual abuse that do not become perpetrators. In fact, when I was doing a lot of my pre-doctoral work evaluating and monitoring risk in sex offenders, it's a big misnomer that all of them were sexually abused. There is a percentage that are, that have
a high percentage,
that have real mental illness.
Yes, of course.
But not as high as you think. No. The majority of them are more psychopathic, mm-hmm. that were never, at least knowingly, sexually abused.
Mm-hmm. If you would like more of this and more than 150 pieces of bonus content, join our Patreon at patreon.com/terrortalk. Thanks for being here and welcome to season 6, y'all.